Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's story is called, Sometimes You Just Need Food and a Nap. This is Elijah Part 6, and comes from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 through 8. Today, I want to say thank you to our newest Patreon supporters, Kristen, Jessica, Ashley, Christy, Deanna, Carla, Diane, Cody, and Kyle. I cannot thank you enough. It is families like you that are keeping this podcast going for children to hear, so thank you. If you have your activity sheets or coloring pages ready, go ahead and grab those. We have a lot on our Patreon page, which includes coloring pages, activity sheets, a parent support letter, memory verse material, and you can search each of these items by the episode number. If you would like to enjoy the fun bonus content that goes with the episodes, check it out on kbspodcast.com. I'm asking that if this podcast has brought value to you, to please help support us. We need your help and we truly appreciate it. If you've missed any of the Elijah episodes, please go back and listen to them because they build upon themselves and understanding the context is important. Now, let's get started. Last week, we left off with Elijah telling Ahab that rain is coming. The drought is over. Ahab hitched his horse to the chariot and took off. We pick up here.
Faster! Faster!
Ahab shouted to his magnificent jet black horse. The horse's mane blew in the wind, galloping as fast as possible.
Whoa! Whoa!
He pulled back on the reins, bringing the horse to a stop. Ahab jumped out of the chariot and set out on his mission to find his wife Jezebel. Listeners, shout out loud. Is Jezebel good news or bad news?
Bad.
That's right. She is scary. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done.
My dear, you'll never believe what Elijah did.
Jezebel's already cold eyes grew even more terrifying at this news. I imagine her face beginning to turn a shade of red fury. And even that little vein would pop out of her neck. She was mad.
Unbelievable! How dare he? Doesn't he know who I am? You!
She pointed at the servant standing quietly against the wall.
Yes, you! Go fetch a messenger and tell him to give Elijah this message.
Yes, ma'am.
The servant half trembled.
Tell Elijah, by this time tomorrow, I will kill you, just as you destroyed my prophets. If I don't succeed, may the gods punish me terribly. What are you staring at? That's it! That's the whole message! Now scram!
Oh yes, Queen.
Well, the message did get delivered. And when Elijah heard it, He was afraid. Let's pause for a moment. On our last episode, we heard that Elijah was a human like us. And doesn't he seem really human right now? He heard some very terrible news, and how did he feel about it?
Afraid.
That's right. Because Elijah had done incredible things, like he saw God send fire from the sky, saw him faithfully stop the rain and then bring the rain back. Because of these incredible events, I thought Elijah would never feel fear. I am grateful for God's word because this reminds me that the Bible is real, filled with real people who aren't perfect, but who loved God. Okay, back to our story. So he ran away to save his life. He took his servant with him, and when they came to Beersheba in Judah, Elijah left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. Step, step, step. Further in he went, until he sat down under a broom tree. His back leaned against the tree, while his head hung down in defeat. Elijah prayed.
I've had enough. Lord. Lord, let me die. I'm no better than my ancestors.
Then he lay down and slept under the tree. Suddenly, an angel came to him and touched him. The angel said, "Psst,
get up. Eat."
Elijah saw near his head a loaf baked over coals and even a jar of water. So he ate and drank. Then he went back to sleep. Later, the Lord's angel came to him a second time. The angel touched him and said,
"Get up and eat. If you don't, the journey, it's gonna be way too hard for you."
So Elijah got up and ate and drank. The food made him strong enough to walk for 40 days and nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. There, he came to a cave. And stayed. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. When Elijah felt like he had had enough, who did he talk to?
God.
That's right. When you feel that way, you can always talk to God. And be honest, He can handle it. And tell your parents how you're feeling. What did God give Elijah to help him feel stronger? I'll give you options. Did God make Jezebel go away?
No.
Did He give him lots of money?
No.
Did He give him food and rest? Yes. Elijah took a nap. And when he woke up, what did he find?
Food and water.
That's right. God lovingly provided food for him. Sometimes a bit of food and rest is what we need. It gives us strength and helps our emotions not run so wild. when you were really little, if you were extra fussy, I bet your mom would ask you, "Honey, are you hungry? Or are you a little tired?" She asked that because so often we can feel more anxious or even angry when we are hungry or tired. And that's not just for young people. If you ask my husband, Mr. Josh, he'll tell you that I definitely get extra sad or anxious when I'm tired. Now, what Elijah was going through was scary. You should not act like everything is okay when it's not, or hide your feelings. But when you have big emotions, anger, or fear, do what Elijah did. Talk to God. Then tell your parents. And sometimes there are simple things you can do, like getting rest, water, or food. They may not take your problem away completely, but they can help you feel better. What's the woman's name who is threatening to destroy Elijah? We said she is bad news.
Jezebel.
Yes. And after hearing this, Elijah told God,
"I've had enough."
Elijah had been doing the right thing. Remember, just episodes ago, Elijah went to Ahab and told him there wouldn't be rain. He saw miracles like the ravens feeding him. He then went to the widow like God said to do. He also confronted those who worshiped the false god Baal, calling out that they were wrong, and proved it when God sent down fire. But now, he's had enough. Have you ever felt like him? Maybe you've been obeying God with how you treat others. You've been really kind and patient with your classmates. But sometimes, they're still not sharing or being kind, and you've had enough. You've had enough of being nice because it doesn't seem to get you anywhere. God still wants us to do what's right. He never promises that our situation will suddenly get better. He never promised Elijah an easy life with no bumps in the road. But he does promise to always be with you. He promises he sees your good works and that nothing will be wasted. I hope you can remember that this week. Well, that is it for our story today. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to support this podcast, while at the same time enjoying our bonus content, simply go to kbspodcast.com. Other ways to support us are by praying for us, sharing the podcast on your social media pages, or writing reviews. These things may seem simple and small to you, but they make a big difference in our family in this podcast. So thank you. And, as always, bye for now.